This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thanks for tuning in to this Saturday's Horse Show. This Saturday, I spoke with the show manager for the Lincoln Trail Riders Club, Cindy Butler, about a show they have coming up today at 4 o'clock.
We do. It's at 4 o'clock. We have Speed Division and Pleasure Division. It's free for spectators, and we hope everybody will come on out.
Is that this one of the first shows you're doing since the weather's warmed up and since spring has come?
This is our first show of the season, and we'll have six of them. If people want to know more information about it, they can look at our Facebook page. All you have to do is go to Lincoln Trail Riders on Facebook.
All right. Sounds great. And can you go over what all is going to be happening at the show?
Sure. We have halter classes, showmanship classes, which are in-hand classes with horses. We have English classes and Western classes and gated classes, as well as a trail obstacle class. We have speed event classes, including poles and barrels, flags, plug race, and keyhole race.
And do you have an estimate of how many people you're expecting to be showing?
You know, I really don't have a good feel for that this year because we're doing something different and new for our club. In the past, we've had shows that were pleasure shows and other shows that were speed shows. And this year, we're trying a new thing, and that's combining the speed and the pleasure together in one show. So we think that exhibitors will like that, and it should be a pretty exciting and big show.
That sounds great. It's always nice to see combined events like that, and hopefully it draws a bit of a larger crowd for it.
Yeah, I hope so.
Now, why don't you go ahead and tell me a little bit about the Lincoln Trail Riders?
The Lincoln Trail Riders are the oldest saddle club in the state of Illinois, and we're located in O'Fallon, Illinois. And just to let everybody know how to get there, in case you want to come and either show in the show or come and watch, and it is free to watch. We have bleachers on the grounds and a food stand from Andy's Cowboy Barbecue, so it's really good. The way that you get there from Highway 64 is you take Highway 64 to exit 19B. Then you'll go straight through the traffic lights, turn right after the overpass on Quarry Road, and the arena will be there on your left. But again, if anybody forgets the directions, just go to Facebook, and there's a copy of our show schedule right there, as well as phone numbers for more information. And you can either send us a message on Facebook or give us a call, and we'll be happy to give anybody more information.
And you said that you guys are the oldest saddle club in the state of Illinois. Do you know the year that you guys were founded off the top of your head?
I think it's about 40 or 50 years old.
And what do you guys kind of offer as a saddle club?
The saddle club has monthly meetings in Fairview Heights at the St. Clair Bowl, the second Tuesday of every month at 7:30 in the upstairs conference room. So people are welcome to come and join the club or come and just see what we're all about. But we usually have six shows a year, and we also do trail rides and sometimes other kind of get-togethers just so that you can hang out with people that like horses or learn more. We like to get together and trail ride or do other horsey things.
And you said that this is the first time you guys are doing a combined pleasure and speed show. Are you planning on doing your other shows like that this season?
Absolutely. And the other shows are going to be June 21st, July 19th, August 16th, September 20th, and October 18th. So one show a month from May until hopefully October 18th.
And I see on the description, it looks like there's an option for people who are not members of the Saddle Club to also show in the fair. Is that right?
Absolutely. We have members and non-members, or if you're not a member and you want to become a member, it's a little bit cheaper to show, and you can sign up at the show to become a member.
That sounds great. So you're welcoming to those who are members and those who are not members to show their horses.
Absolutely. And pretty much every kind of horse can come there. We have a novice division, so if somebody's just starting out and it'll be their first horse show, then they can come and feel comfortable, and there's a good place for them to show, and the club members are really nice, and everybody will help them out. And if you're a pro, you can come and show in the adult classes and have a great time as well.
Do you have a favorite event that you're looking forward to at this show?
Well, I'm kind of looking forward to the novelty class this year. The novelty class is a class that changes at every show. It's kind of a surprise for the riders when they get there. But since I'm the show chairman, I can kind of let the cat out of the bag and let everybody know that the novelty class at this show is going to be called Gambler's Choice Trail. And what that means is that the riders have 2 minutes to do as many obstacles as they can, and the obstacles will have points assigned to them, and at the end, whoever has the most points wins. So it's kind of like a speed event and a trail event combined. So they'll be doing trail obstacles as fast as they can.
Wow, that definitely sounds like it'll be a really good time, a really exciting time.
Yeah. Again, if anybody's interested in horses and they want to learn more and they have a horse and they want to come and meet a bunch of other horse people that like to do trail riding and shows and, you know, beginning level through pros or whatever, they're welcome to come to our horse club. Again, it's pretty close to Scott Air Force Base, just outside of O'Fallon, Illinois, kind of between O'Fallon and Lebanon. So it's a fun place to go. We're, you know, welcoming to families and new members. So check us out on Facebook.
All right. Sounds great. And best of luck to you this weekend with your first show of the season.
Thank you. Just remind everybody to check Facebook so that in case it rains, then you'll know if the show is canceled.
And if the show is canceled, do you plan on rescheduling it or will it just be canceled?
Well, it'll probably be rescheduled for sometime in October, but the next show after this one is on June 21st, so they won't have long to wait if this one does get canceled.
All right, sounds great. Thank you very much, Cindy.
Thanks a lot.
Again, that was Cindy Butler with the Lincoln Trail Riders. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.